was written in 1708. Michel Blavé wrote this piece, Gigue en Rondo. Well, I guess I'll play also then the rondo. There are two rondos, two short pieces by Blavé. Not written for the flute, but and that it might have been written for Well, there's one person who's positive it was written for violoncello piccolo. Now, how often do you hear a violoncello piccolo? I don't know where they got that out of here, but... what it is a small cello. It's not a viola da gamba, which is totally different, but in the Renaissance, in medieval times, I think, the violins came in families. So there was a family of violins, there were more things in between. Anyway, this is like a baby cello. But that person is totally wrong. Anybody wants to argue with me about it, Anna, Dawn. Gee, now I have to prove it. Now we have...
Thank you. pretty funny, won't we?
Thank you.
Luke. And you'll see. William O. Smith, alias Bill, is a composition teacher at the University of Washington, and has put together these wonderful jazz groups. He plays clarinet. In Seattle, in Pioneer Square. He used to play with Dave Brubeck, I guess. But this piece was originally a tribute to the bassoon. Adapted for the flute. So yesterday I played a little bit of the cello, Bach cello suite on the flute, so now I'm playing the bassoon. To the flute. Text by Carl Friedrich Schubart, 1806. And from Castile Blaze's Dictionary, 1833 to 1851.
It demands the fullest breath, and such a sound and masculine embouchure that only few people are fit physically to play it in a masterly manner. For a long time, it was used only for accompaniment. But the Germans were the first to wrest a solo from it, and in fact, with such happy result, that now the flute belongs to the first solo instruments of the world. The tone of the instrument is so companionable, so delightfully talkative, so attuned for every pure soul, that until the day of judgment, the flute can never be dispensed with. Assumes all roles. It accompanies martial music with manly dignity. It is heard majestically in church, it sustains the opera. It reasons with wisdom in the concert hall. Gives a swing to the dance. And fulfills every requirement. It is like the violet hidden in the grass, perfuming the meadow, but does not reveal itself among the flowers which beautify the surroundings. It is the
thank you.
Yes, by Gabriel Fauré.
Dance de la chèvre, dance of the goat.